time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the piano. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Piano Puzzler, where you take a familiar tune, Bruce, rewrite it in the style of a classical composer, and we get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune that you've buried in there and to guess the composer whose style you're emulating. And we have a caller today from Runnels, Iowa. Dawn Hutchison is joining us. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
And say hi to Bruce Adolph.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Dawn, you're a choral teacher, is that right?
Yes, I'm a choral director and a vocal music teacher from... Right now, I'm doing kindergarten through eighth grade, but I was a high school choral director for about 15 years before that.
Oh, good for you. Well, today's piano puzzler has something to do with a sonata. That's all I know.
All right.
I haven't actually heard the piano puzzler, but we're going to play excerpts from two different sonatas. One of these will be a fairly direct clue about the piano puzzler that Bruce has written. Let's hear from excerpt number one. Dawn, I know you're not a pianist, but I wonder if you happen to know who wrote that.
Well, I'm not positive. I would say it's Schubert or Brahms.
Well, you know, with an introduction like that, it could have been, because it's a very straightforward folk melody. It happens to be older than that. Maybe we should hear a tiny bit more of
okay.
it. And then once it starts to unfold, then see where it goes.
This is a guy from a generation or two before Schubert and Brahms.
Okay.
Grew up in the little burg of Salzburg.
All right, Mozart.
Mozart, yes. The middle movement from Mozart's piano sonata, Kürschel 331. So that's excerpt number one.
All right.
Possibly a clue for the piano puzzler that's
okay.
coming up. Here's excerpt number two. That's a middle movement from a piano sonata by... Dawn, do you happen to know who wrote that?
Oh, sounds like Beethoven to me.
Exactly right. The middle movement from his Pathetique sonata. Yep. So one of those middle movements from Mozart or Beethoven is a clue for this
okay.
piano puzzler. Dawn, you ready for the piano puzzler that Bruce has put together for
All
you?
All right.
Okay, here we go. So, Dawn, what do you make of that?
Well, it sounds like he used the song Dancing Cheek to Cheek.
That's right.
An old Irving Berlin song.
That's right. That's right. With what?
With one of the Beethoven sonatas.
Oh, well, there it
is. There it is.
That's exactly it. Cheek to cheek in the style of the middle movement from Beethoven's Pathetique Sonata. And, Bruce, there was a lot of borrowing going on there.
You know, I don't know why it hit me like this, but my daughter was, at the moment, who's 8 and a half, was listening to a lot of Irving Berlin, and she was very into the song Cheek to Cheek. She would sing it all the time. And I was thinking about writing some puzzlers, and I sometimes what I do is I play through famous piano pieces, and I was playing the Pathetique, and it hit me quite seriously that the opening chord progression all the way through, with very few changes in the bass line, fits exactly. And one of the funniest things is this moment here. Because that's exactly like the Beethoven, but in the Irving Berlin, this, which is not that unusual, but the timing, the spacing, and it's just exactly the same. And it struck me, and I guess maybe it's Berlin and Beethoven cheek to cheek at this point.
Dawn Hutchison from Runnels, Iowa, you did it. You got the tune, you got the composer. Well done. Dawn, thank you very much for playing our piano puzzler.
You're very welcome. It was a lot of fun.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.